Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from InvestUSA.org is the guy, is the man.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much.
Well, I thought I heard Karen in the back there maybe giving instructions. I didn't want to interrupt the instructions. Joining us now is Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. I've been married a long time, Michael. I know how these things work. So.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You heard her in the background.
Yeah, I did. So let's talk about
always a privilege.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. So let's talk about Jonathan Diller. Now, I see at the top here that it says titanium plated active shooter vest needed for our man in blue.
Correct.
What happened to Officer Diller?
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
First of all, the assailant has 21 to 24 felony counts.
Wow.
On his record. Many of them still pending, okay? Bragg's just let him back out. Didn't pursue keeping him in jail. They let him out. This is the third time he's been out on bond, okay? So, he was parked illegally, and he and his partner parked, both of them were armed. The assumption is they were casing their next victims, their next establishments. Most of his convictions are either for battery, assault, or robbery. And that being the case, Jonathan Dillard, along with his partner, came up on the vehicle, pulled in front of it, and pulled over, hit the takedowns, and got out, just to inquire why he was parked illegally. Of course, when he approached, the assailant had no intention of answering any police questions or of going appearing before a judge again, although I don't know why he would have been concerned about it. He's been let out 21 other times, why he thought this would be different. So he pulled his weapon, shot Jonathan in the stomach. Jonathan fell, pulled his weapon, returned fire, didn't hit him. But then he was injured bad enough, he rolled over and started crawling to the car. The assailant got out, went up behind him, and shot him in the back. Now, what's important about that for our standpoint, had he had a proper active shooter vest, it would have stopped around the stomach. It would have definitely stopped around to the back. You say, well, hey, how is the back? Well, if you hit the back in the right spot, it pierced the heart. That's what caused it.
Right.
So he would have been alive had he had the proper equipment. The partner was traumatized, shall we say, seeing his partner killed in front of him. And then, of course, backup was on the way when he radioed an officer down. They were able to arrest both the assailant and his partner. And, of course, right now they're being held without bond, although, hey, with the DA Braggs, you never can tell how long that was going to hold. So, anyway, that occurred. Then you had the nation, as they begin to find out, what were they finding out? It was a needless death. The officer had been backed up and properly equipped, it wouldn't have happened. Had the DA done his job like he's supposed to, it wouldn't have happened. Had the governor and the attorney general supported legislation and the enforcement, not just new laws, but the enforcement of the laws on the book, instead of trying to find a way to rehabilitate criminals by determining that the best way to do it is to let them off the hook and put them back out in society, and hopefully they'll straighten themselves out. Had they done what the laws of the legislature had passed for decades, it would have never happened. So, you've got all this as it begins to unfold, the country begins to realize. We've got an officer killed, young officer, okay? He's in his early 30s with a one-year-old child, his wife, Stephanie. And because of that tragedy, it highlighted what is happening in this country with the defund the police movement, the open border policies, and just a total disregard and disrespect of our first responders, propagated by this current administration. So we go to the next stage. So what happens? So as the story leaks, as is typical, when a brother or sister are killed in the line of duty, law enforcement across the country responds. There were thousands of officers who came to the wake from across the country, not just the NYPD. Of course, you understand one of the other things, a little side note about NYPD, just to show you how we're getting to this point, why this happened to Jonathan. You know, NYPD is supposed to have roughly 38,000 to 40,000 officers, okay?
Right.
Because of the fact that you had the COVID-19 vaccination mandate, you remember that a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, you know, you don't take it, you get fired. Of course, we understand now what a horrible decision that was, because it's beginning to come out that literally tens of thousands, more than we care to even imagine, have died because of that vaccination, and hundreds of thousands more are permanently disabled or suffering severe physical consequences because. So, I'm sure the officers were regretful that they were fired, but I'm sure that they're glad by they made the decision not to take the vaccine, but that's a whole nother discussion. So because of those that were fired, because of the defund the police, and you remember, here's what is so frustrating, is you have the illegal immigrants in these cities like New York. And it costs, we are funding them, taxpayers. We're paying to get them there. We're paying for the transportation up there. We're paying for their accommodations. And I want to tell your listeners, we're not putting them in a pup tent, buying them a $20 tent saying good luck. You're putting them up at five-star hotels. They get room service, okay? A maid service. All the taxpayer dime. Plus, we're giving out in New York Visa cards with $5,000 to $10,000 on for their expenses, incidental expenses. I mean, that's more than most people working get, okay? And that's certainly a whole lot more than we offer to any homeless veterans or anybody that has served this country. We're not doing anything for them. But because of that situation, you begin to have the resentment and the disdain by law enforcement for politicians who do that. Now you got back to the scenario with Jonathan. So Jonathan's killed on the line of duty. The American people, especially New York, but it went viral, Bill. All across the country, people are beginning to say, what a senseless, needless death for a young man who had a small child. It didn't have to occur. He died in the line of duty. And now, because we're going to have his funeral, suddenly all these politicians want to come out and say, oh, let us get in front of the camera and tell the people how great we are, what we're doing to protect them.
Hold on right there.
They called it for what they said.
Hold on right there, because this is where we get to the good part. Talking to Michael Letts, he is from investusa.org. He's given away 12,000 plus protective vests to law enforcement, probably better than the ones that young Mr. Diller was wearing at the time of his death. Pushing for this on a regular basis, because these guys should have this protection. Their city should be getting it, and if they don't get it, well, Michael's trying to give it to them with well over 12,000 plus that he's given away already. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts. We were talking about Jonathan Dillard, the police officer who was just killed in New York State. And we had just gotten to the wake, or the was it the wake? I think it was the wake.
When it all was the
anti-gun, soft on crime politicians, they decided it was time to come for the photo op, and you're about to tell us about that. Yeah.
So you now have the nation watching, the nation mourning. loss of a fine American hero. And they established the weight, and they made it very clear that the Police Benevolent Association, before the wake was even take place, we don't want any politicians, especially those who don't support law enforcement. Well, politicians are hard-headed. They don't think anything applies to them, including the law.
Right.
So you have the wake, and here's what occurs during the wake. First of all, you get Governor Hassel, who comes. Remember, she's already been told she's not welcome.
Right.
They don't want politicians there, but she comes. She pulls up with her security detail, sees the line. And it was a long line of people standing to be able to offer condolences to the family. Well, she's too good. She's the governor. She's not going to stand in line. So she has her security. You'll take her to the back. And they go in through the back. You know, just create total confusion for the family. They immediately move to close the casket because it was traumatic. And Stephanie, the wife, steps forward and says, he's in that casket. Blood's on your hands. You're not welcome here. Please leave. So she left. And, of course, one of the uncles, who's also an NYPD officer, had to get his two cents in worth. And he said, look, just to make sure you clearly understand, it's your policies of placing criminals and illegal immigrants above American citizens and above law enforcement that are causing so many deaths of our officers. Their blood is on your hands. Now, you say, wow. Well, that really popped her. She learned her lesson, didn't she? Let me tell you how well she learned her lesson. When she left, shortly thereafter, her staff called the funeral home and asked that the governor be placed on the agenda to speak at the funeral itself 2 days after that. That takes some gall, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, she was denied and turned down. Second one you need to be aware of is the Attorney General, Letitia James. While she didn't have time to get her chewing out at the wake, she just had her staff call and say she wanted to be on the program for the funeral to speak. And, of course, that was turned down. The third one, the city prosecutor, Braggs. We all know about Braggs.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one. He actually went. And he was so lambasted by, it's your policies. He should have been, the assailant should have been in jail, never been out on the street. You're the one that let him out. You are directly responsible for Jonathan's death. Of course, he didn't want to hear that, so he turned around and hightailed out of there. Then the fourth one that arrived was the mayor. Now, you remember Eric Adams used to also be a captain at NYPD.
Right.
But he got lashed just as well by the wife, Stephanie. It's your policies. What you're doing for next year. What is he doing for next year, by the way? A little side note. Take a little side junkie here. Because of the fact that they don't have enough money to take care of all the illegal immigrants, they have decided to cut. Where are they cutting? 6,000 police officers next year in the budget. They're going to reduce that force from almost 40,000 to 20,000. Now, how do you expect to keep the city safe with half the force? But anyway, because of things like that, Stephanie let Eric know, in no uncertain terms, his blood's on your hands, too. Now, he still got on the program for 2 days from there because he was the mayor and former police captain. But interestingly, during his remarks at the funeral, he refused to acknowledge Stephanie because she had chewed him out. Didn't say a word of condolences to her. He said condolences to the family, but not to her. So that is the arrogancy. But now let's carry this arrogancy even further. The family recognizing who has now become a national story. Okay, this is going viral. And people are just fit to be tied. So the family ponders, who cares about law enforcement on a national level? Well, they picked one person, Donald J. Trump. They asked the former president to attend the wake. He was honored to do so. He came in. Two things happened. The grandmother, first of all, said, can I give you a hug, Mr. President? He gave her a hug and kissed the one-year-old child on the forehead. Then Stephanie and the priest asked if they could have a word of prayer with the president. And the president joined in prayer. Now, why is this important for me to tell you this? Because on the same day, you have Joe Biden and his administration, one of the most corrupt administrations self-centered administrations I've ever heard of in my life.
Right.
Decide that they're going to do a fundraiser just a few blocks down from the funeral home at Regional Hall Music City. And so they come with, of course, nobody wants to come talk to Joe Biden because you don't know what you're getting. I mean, you know, he'll stare at you and I'll probably be escorted off the stage because he's so mentally not there. So they decide to make the fundraiser successful by bringing in Barack Obama and Bill Clinton to stand with three presidents there during this fundraiser. Now, to their credit, they raised $26 million. Let me quickly tell your listeners before you get all excited about that. It's ironic to notice that the $26 million were all by very wealthy Hollywood-connected entertainers.
Right.
It was not by mom and pop, you and me, which is where Trump is getting all his money from the American people. So here is what is so ironic. They're just a few blocks down. They couldn't stop by on their way to offer condolences. They couldn't make a phone call to offer condolences. They couldn't even mention it at the fundraiser. Can we all take a moment to recognize for a moment of silence the officer whose wake is going on now, you know, who made the ultimate sacrifice? They didn't say a word about it. Don't want to talk about it. Why do they not want to talk about it? Because this administration has the worst record of anyone in history trying to defund and destroy our first responders. So America is now realizing and seeing firsthand the hypocrisy that this administration has. It's interesting to note the president came out, you know, 40 days from now, folks, is when we honor our first responders nationally. We have a national week, law enforcement week. And so the President Biden just issued a release commending law enforcement, how that we should pay their respects during this upcoming week in 40 days, because he's trying to stem all the negative that is being heaped upon him, and rightly so, for what his administration has done to destroy law enforcement. But I listened and I thought and read his statement, and I thought how ironic if you dissect it. He says he supports law enforcement, but he supports it on his terms, basically, is what he's saying. That means scaling back and reducing cops, but putting in mental health counselors, social workers, et cetera, to deal with the real issues. Here's the problem with that logic, and the American people see it. You send a mental health worker to an active shooter site,
Michael,
to see what happens.
Hold on right there. We're picking this up on the other side. I'm talking to Michael Letts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden had a phone conversation Tuesday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It was the first time in several months the leaders have talked. The White House reporting the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics. The White House expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump would like the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order, which prohibits Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Trump criticized Merchan, alleging bias, highlighting the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which has worked with President Biden. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Michael Letts, talking about first responders. That's a very sensitive subject for me, more so for Michael, because Michael has a background in law enforcement, and he supplies with InvestUSA.org, supplies protective vests to him. You were talking about the the celebration of them and everything else, and I had to cut you off, so please, if you would.
No, that's quite all right. I was reminding your listeners that in 40 days, we will have the National Law Enforcement Week, where we recognize America's heroes. But we're talking about how this administration is just, with its positions, trash it. Okay, and Joe Biden has issued a release saying, hey, we need to support our first responders. But then he can't help himself, folks. He has to show this liberal communist narrative side that he has. And when he's talking about how we support him, it's not a thin blue line. Let's support more mental health activists. Let's support more mental social workers, etc., to respond to calls. The problem that you're going to have with that is you see how well it works for you when you have a crazed killer on the loose, armed, and you send a mental health worker out there to talk to him and tell him, you know, you don't really need to make this kind of a lifestyle or decision. Why don't you drop the weapon? We're going to get you a nice room and a nice hot meal, and we're going to talk this thing through. Mm. Won't work out too well, will it? But that's what the president, and you say, why would he do that? Well, folks, I'm glad you asked. Because it's all part of their narrative. It's not by happenstance. This was well orchestrated. And what is the orchestration that they're doing? They want America to be unsafe. They want America to be fearful. They want violent crime to spike. They want people to experience death and the destruction of their family and their friends. Why? So that they can come back and say, you know, now that you're all good and scared, hey, your local police and state police can't do anything. Of course, we're the reason why we defunded them and made sure they couldn't reform. But don't fear. The federal government is here. We're going to come in and make America safe once again. By the way, we already know how we're going to do it because they've already been saying this. These are not my words. These are their words. Guns cause all these problems. Not the person pulling the trigger, the gun itself. So it's very simple. We're going to collect all the guns. No more guns, no more crime. Everybody's happy. And that is where they're going. Now, how do they expect to complete this? It ties back in. It's all one package, Bill. The border crisis. You see, it's a crisis to every patriotic American, every common sense American. We can see the destruction that the open borders are causing from allowing tens of thousands of terrorists who are positioned now, quite frankly, on a little side note here, retired General Pissy just said that he is seeing the intel reports. He used to be commander over by in the Middle East. He knows that ISIS, Taliban, and others have marked America for the next big terrorist attack after Moscow. We're next, and it's imminent. So we know it's coming. But that having been said, we have exposed ourselves to terrorism. We've exposed ourselves to the drug cartels, killing hundreds of thousands of young people through its implementation. We have opened ourselves up to human sex trafficking. America is now the number one haven and exporter of human sex trafficking in the world. And also, we have opened ourselves up with open borders to allow tens of thousands of military-aged Chinese, Honduran, Venezuelan, and others to pour into our country. And remember, they're not a family bringing their little kids saying, I want a better lifestyle. They're single military-aged adults. And where are we sending them all? We're putting them in key positions and cells all across the country next to infrastructure. Ironically enough, just today, picked up two of them on a military base in California, a Marine Corps military base, gathering data and intelligence. What would they need that for? You know, good and well what they need it for. They're reporting back to the Chinese Communist Party what their findings are. So we have an administration that is hell-bent on destroying this country through these policies. And we, the American people, are subsidizing and paying for it. And it comes out in such ironic ways back on Jonathan. So we'd rather cut police. We'd rather not spend anything on first responders and spend hundreds of millions on illegal immigrants to make sure they have incidental credit cards with $5,000 to $10,000 on per month, to make sure that they are staying in five-star hotels, to make sure they have all the transportation, and anything else they may need. And we are walking on the graves of those who have fought to preserve our freedoms. We are discarding and ditching those who have fought and survived but have been traumatized because of their defense of this country. They are homeless and now in the streets. We don't care. Here's what I want the people of America to understand and to know. I think the average patriotic American has now fully gotten the picture. We are disgusted. We are angry. And we want change. But we have to have this change beginning immediately, Bill. We can't wait till November. Because of the fact that they are doing so much damage, you take a look at the ship that collided in the bridge. Oh, it was just an accident. No, it wasn't. The intelligence community knows good and well what happened. It was a terrorist attack on our soil, gearing up to a lot more terrorism that's fixing to occur shortly. For one purpose, you remember, he said they're trying to kill us all. They want to kill a good many of us, but not all. They just want you to make sure you're fearful enough that you're willing to submit and do whatever the government tells you to do. Let the government determine that it's going to protect you. But I would remind the American people, show me one program the government has ever gotten right. They screw up everything they touch. This is a government of the people, by the people and for the people, and not the other way around. So it's time that we start taking concrete, actionary steps to make sure we're prepared. And tell me where we're at on the time, Bill, because I've got, you know, I'll take about 3 minutes to tell those. If we have time, we're going to a break.
Well, we got about a minute and a half before we go to the break.
What do you want me to do it now? Cram it in?
Well, I will say this: that as far as them collecting all the guns, one of the things I'm happy about is that there's 29 states that now have permitless carry. The whole thing about trying to collect handguns, I think that one's been laid aside. I know they're trying to go after AR-15s, but did that case in Illinois where the judge got out there and said, oh, but the Second Amendment is real and illegal aliens have gun rights too, was that one of those unforced errors where you sit back and go, oh, I'm glad you finally said it out loud?
It was. Well, unforced error. They didn't want it to come out.
Right.
But they did want the ruling because, quite frankly, we are seeing now that part of their strategy to create this haven of fear is to allow illegal immigrants to become armed. Not citizens now. They don't want you to have a gun, Bill. What they want the illegal immigrants to have as many as they'll take.
Sure.
So that they can create as much havoc and fear in America. Remember, it's all headed towards one pinnacle. Guess what? Everything's out of control, but your federal government's fixing to bring it all back in as soon as you give us the green light, put your total confidence in us, give us all your guns, and we'll handle it from there. Here's the problem. You ask any country that was free before it became a communist country, and they will all tell you the same thing. We gave up our weapons, Nazi Germany, any place you want to name, and then in exchange for what we thought was protection and, you know, accommodation. And once we gave up our weapons and we had no right to defend ourselves, no ability to defend ourselves, they destroyed us. And that is a given. It's happened every time. This will be no exception.
Well, I got a question to ask you when we get to the other side. Michael is the head of investusa.org. And a 501c that supplies protective vests to law enforcement for free. He's given away over 12,000 plus of those so far. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Now, what you were just describing, I have described to various people over time. I've called this the crime Cloward and Piven, where they get out there and they create such a bad climate for everybody to where I guess they think that if it's bad enough in the places where it is, that everybody will rush to them and go, I don't care how many rights I have to give up. I don't care what I have to let go of. Just protect me.
Right. Well, you got to give them credit, Bill, because we've already given them a sample of the success of their strategy. You know, what the world do you mean? COVID-19. Hey, you give up your right. You know, we tell you what to do. But that's just a little paper mask. It won't do anything. That makes you ever. Don't question us. You tell us what you do, what we tell you you're going to do, or we're going to take away your health care. You won't be able to be admitted into the hospital anymore. You can't go to your doctor unless you're wearing these things. By the way, you know, you can't come to see us unless you get a vaccination. What do the American people do? Instead of standing and saying, we're not giving you our rights. You don't tell me I have to have a vaccination or I can be employed. And making them back down, we back down. Oh, okay. That's the way it has to be. As long as you tell me that you're going to guarantee me that I won't get sick and I'll be healthy, that's what I'll do. So they've seen it work. Fear works usually on people.
Yeah.
And this will be no exception. That's why they're trying to do it so desperately. Quite frankly, here's where we're at on a narrative, their narrative. Violent crime is rising. Now, because they're going to an election, they're getting the FBI to say violent crime is on the way down. That's a bunch of hogwash. You take a look at the numbers that they have done and where they got them from, they are falsely reported, okay? The FBI is taking numbers where they know it's gone down in red states and propping them up and not talking about the reality that as a whole, violent crime is literally spiraling through the roof. But that having been said, they are doing everything they can to capitalize on the previous experience that they had 2.5-3 years ago at work. People react to fear, so they're trying to create a climate that you will be fearful. They're setting the stage. They don't want you to be fearful today because then you might vote him out tomorrow. Give him another 4 years, and the stage will be set that we're going to pull that fear button. Violent crime is going to cause you to be willing to do things you would never consider before for the exchange, for the promise. That is a false promise that you will be safe.
Well, the only problem is that, you know, there's a few things that have come out. Now, the reason they're able to do that as far as with the crime report is because the FBI Uniform Crime Report is not complete. It hasn't been complete for a couple of years now because places like New York and L.A. don't send in their actual data, do they?
50% don't send in their data.
Yeah. And some of those players in the 50%, pretty big players.
Well, most of those in the 50% don't send it in because the negatives, they don't really, they're not calling saying, hey, where's your data? I need it by tomorrow. They don't want their data because they know what their data shows.
Yep.
So it's very skewed, very skewed.
And the other places, I think there's about 11 states that make it really hard to exist as a gun owner in the United States. I mean, the biggest issue I see with them trying to take things over the way they're obviously trying to do it is that there's going to be those 11 states are going to fall right in line, just like they have with everything else. They're also the same ones that are, you know, want to ban cars and all this other stuff, and they tax people to death. And the other 39 are not. So, I mean, maybe we should take Florida's, Florida just came out with their own little special forces group that they've got that can go anywhere in the state. They've got aircraft and all this other. Maybe we should be making one of those for ourselves.
Every state bill should have those. And here's what I have said. I was just on another show that you're aware of. And here was a valid question, caller. We understand the problem. What do we do to solve it? I said, the biggest thing you have to do is you need to understand that our government is so corrupt that it has sold out the American people, this administration, and not just this administration, previous administrations. And because of that, if you're dependent on the federal government, you're in deep trouble. So this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, which means that every American needs to be armed. Every American needs to know how to use it. And every American needs to have every state have a state guard, which they do, state guard, or some of them call them militias, a police reserve force or a sheriff reserve force. You need to volunteer so that you spend a few hours being trained so that you are certified, credentialed. And then we need to send a strong message back to the federal government. We have millions that are certified, credentialed, and ready to do the job you won't do. And that's to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities, our neighborhoods. Once they understand that, all the shenanigans they're trying to do will quickly dissipate and disappear. Because they're not going to do something that they can't win.
That's probably true. It's hard to measure, though. It's hard to measure. I think they're confusing themselves too. So the other day we had, like I said, that judge in Illinois who says that, you know, illegal aliens have guns. We've got a president who keeps threatening us with F-16s.
Yeah.
You know?
He does.
They everything they do seems to be to further crime, and at the same time everything they also do along with it seems to be to make it harder for crime to be fought by the local municipality, wherever that may be. And that's only in these blue enclaves and all that other stuff. But I mean, I just wonder what their end game is, because their end game is very confusing to me. Because what are they going to do? They're going to run the rubble?
That's their ultimate objective. I mean, they want so desperately to remain in power and to control and to have us as subservient to them. They're willing to do anything they think of that might work. The problem is in desperation is when you're ultimately in defeat. They're in desperation. They're losing the battle. They know it. It's time that we engage, hold them accountable before they can do any more destruction.
Indeed. So, looking at this, I don't know. I don't know where it all ends up for them. That's the biggest issue for me. I really don't understand where it ends up for them, because some of the stuff that they're doing is just completely illogical. Do they believe that they can control? Does the left believe they can control Antifa, BLM, and street crime, all of the illegal immigrants they think they can? I mean, I saw somebody talking about 30 million total illegal immigrants in the United States today, altogether.
Correct. That's about accurate.
How are they going to control that? Do they think if they get out there and say something like there will be no more gas cars, then it will be so that the technology will mature and that the markets will shift? I mean, the market only has to shift about 65% for them to get what they want by 2050. Right now, for that to actually,
it's not going to shift at all.
No,
because American people, that electric car stuff is just the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah,
with the technology we have today, now you know. Maybe they put nuclear reactors in the car. That might be a different story, but not the way they're proposing it now.
Yeah. Well, they don't want nuclear, though. That's a clean energy. Plus, it gives off hydrogen. Hydrogen is a byproduct. We can learn how to harness hydrogen, but no, we can't do that. Out of that stuff. It's
amazing what you're talking about, because now they're how dysfunctional they are. As you're talking about, we don't have any meat because cows and all produce methane.
Yeah.
So now they're talking about we don't have any vegetables.
Growing everything's bad. I mean, everything's going to kill us.
Everything's bad.
Yeah. We're running out of time. Michael Letts, investusa.org. Go check out the website. Go see the work that he does. It is vitally important that law enforcement have the tools they need, guns and trauma kits and all that other stuff. Be really nice if they had a plate carrier on that they could work with, that they can work in, they can drive, they can eat lunch, they can chase a guy down, and it still protects them. That's what Michael gives away, 12,000 plus of those already. Thank you very much for joining us today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.